You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za. Wang Chung with everybody. Have a fun tonight. I don't know what everybody Wang Chung tonight means. Does anybody know what Wang Chunging is? I have no idea what Wang Chunging is. No idea whatsoever. Maybe Jeffrey Ernest Kahn knows what.
No, Wang, no, don't look at me. It sounds rude to me.
Okay. Do you know what Wang Chunging is?
No, I think it's just a family program. We don't want to talk about
Okay. All right. Well, then, in that case, we may as well do what it is that you came here to do because you have no idea what Wang Chung means. So no. Maybe you can give us some insights into a guide to excel and grow in 2024.
Yep.
And Jeff is here because every second week he comes in on the best of life, love, and fruit salad, and salads, and vegetables, and ice cream, and chocolate sauce, and all that kind of good stuff.
He's hungry. I didn't have lunch today or something.
Didn't you?
Didn't you?
No, I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. It's lovely to see you, Jeff. It's always, I'm stoked that you are here.
Yeah, you look it.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell your face that as well? Because
this is my happy face.
It is your happy face. Well, I'm happy to see you, too. It's wonderful to see you on this brand new year. And yes. You're looking spiffy, I must say, a lot rested, and you've got color in your cheeks and sparkly blue eyes.
Are you trying to look for a date or something? I mean, what's your problem?
No, Judy will mess me up, but not really. No, I'm just giving you a compliment.
Say.
Yeah.
All right. So 2024, you got plans.
Yeah, we got plans, but we had 2023. Believe it or not.
Good for you.
Unbelievable.
There you go. You knew that. Eh?
Yeah, no, but.
Didn't have to phone a friend.
No, 50-50. Yeah, the highlights of 2023, if you look in the rearview mirror, so I've got always this thing about looking in the rearview mirror, which is the small little mirror, and then you look in the windscreen, which is the big thing, which we want to do today about 2024. But if we have to look in the rearview mirror every so often, we looked at 2023 and we had politics was a bit hectic. We had COVID that was over. We had a global warming reaching high records. I mean, hectic. July was the hottest month on record last year for the average air surface temperatures increased by 0.3 Celsius, and that's quite hectic. The war in Ukraine and obviously Middle East started, and the rugby was fantastic, of course. And of course,
that depends on who you are.
Well, there's only one team, as you know. And then personal life, happened and things happened, good things and bad things, obviously, and in business and family. And so last year is now gone. Okay, so we need to go into 2024. And what I want to do this afternoon is just to you and I to discuss and just throw around some ideas so that you can make 2024 an absolutely stunning, amazing year, which is what we want every year to be. But we kind of can't plan these things, but we can make decisions. Uh-huh. And I just want to give a couple of hints on how to do that. The most important thing in life is that you must realize the past is over. It's done. I know it affects you. The past can affect you now, but it's gone, and you can't sit and worry about last year, and you can't sit and worry what happened. You can't do that and make inroads into the next year properly. There is stuff you've taken over into the new year, of course, and that's, it's logical. But the most important thing in life is your next move. And that's really important. That's a little bit of gem there that I learned. It's your next move that makes the life more important. And the past is gone. Today's your future. And if you live for today, today will be your future. So your next move is the one that's going to give you direction, give you the path that you're going on. So the most important thing in life is your next move. Okay, so to be really happy is actually the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, that's what we want, to be happy. Some people are happy with a Ferrari. Some people are happy living next to the coast. Some people are happy in a treehouse on the Eastern Cape. So whatever makes you happy is important, and that's the ultimate goal, and we have to pursue that. We have to look and see what makes things happy. So we have to work on our lives and not in our lives. So a lot of us work in the life, and so you're like a chicken with a head almost. You're going from day to day, from paycheck to paycheck, and instead of just stepping back, looking down, strategizing, and working on your life. And that's a lot better. It's the same as your finances. You work on your finances. You work on your business and not in your business. Very important. Okay. So if it didn't work last year or the year before, something's wrong. You need to change it. And the problem is that change is stressful. Change is not comfortable, especially when there are big changes involved. So, but you need to change something to go in a different direction. Okay, so you've got to plan and prepare for what you can do. You can't plan and prepare for stuff that hits you on the side of the head on a Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. That you can't prepare. But, you know, something, you get sick or you have a car accident, God forbid, or something goes wrong or you get bad news or whatever. You can't plan for that stuff, but you can plan how you're going to handle that. Mm. So that's important. So listening to podcasts, listening to things on the radio, watching positive stuff like Anthony Robbins and all of these other motivational guys. There's a plethora of stuff out there that you can enter your mind. You can fill your mind with positive, good stuff. You know, if you feel that the world is against you, you can balance that out a little bit by adding some positive stuff. So that's important, because making great decisions is one, a vital part of your life, but you cannot make those vital decisions under negative stress. I'm not saying the stress, because stress can be good, Richard. Mm. You know, you can have positive stress is good, but negative stress is where it nails you and it immobilizes you, and you don't make great decisions under negative stress. Okay, so you're the master of your universe. I mean, you are the person who makes the difference. Don't allow other people to influence you, as you know, if you can. And there are consequences of your choices. There are consequences of your choices, and we know that, and everybody knows that as well. So health, number one, work on your mental health. Find ways of reducing negative stress. I'm going to use negative stress in this environment, because positive stress gets you going, it gets you moving, it gets you making a decision, having a meeting, bringing up a subject. It's good for you, but negative stress is where you go wrong. Pick the people around you and in your team that are around you, because you are only good as the five people around you. So you're only as good as the five people that are your mates and or around you in the team. So pick them carefully. Beware of toxic influences. They're going to come. I mean, it's life. You know what I mean? But beware of them and relationships, toxic relationships. If you are in one at the moment, in a toxic relationship, you're not happy. You're never going to achieve happiness if you're still in that situation. So you need to make a decision and a choice, remembering there are consequences with that. Mm. And sometimes with divorce and that kind of thing, you don't realize what comes with that decision. You don't realize what happens on the other side of that fence. You don't know. So, you know, find out, make sure, and don't make rash decisions in those areas. Evaluate what you consume as well. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was saying sugar. Now, all of us are maybe addicted to sugar. And the doctor he was speaking to, he said he's the best hour he's ever had. He spoke to a doctor, and the doctor said eating sugar is like sniffing or snorting Vim, the cleaning liquid. It is the most dangerous thing for your body, sugar. Can you believe that? And I believe that those people that stay away from sugar are a hell of a lot healthier than others. So be careful what you consume. And when you say consume it, I mean alcohol and drugs and all those kind of things, you've got to be very careful. Get sleep. We spoke about this last year a lot, about getting sleep and having the body being able to recuperate every night without breaking it up. Financial, very important part of your next year's planning. You know, you got to start budgeting, and you've got to start saving, putting money away, making good decisions on your finances. Work hard and smart, very important there, and get sleep again. You can't work when you haven't or you're not rested. So please be aware of that. Remember, this year as well is an election year.
Mm.
So don't get all hyped up about all the hype that's going on the radio and the news and all this and the politicians, and don't get angry about them, because, you know, they're going to affect you negatively, then stay away. If it's something that you enjoy speaking about or discussing, then go for it. But remember, I mean, I got an email yesterday to say that Cyril, number one, is going to pass this NHS law into Parliament. And he was all freaked out about it, that, you know, the medical aid's going to crash. And I said, you know, we don't know. And we've got to handle it when it gets there. But it's an election year. Of course he's going to say it's going into law. He wants the votes. So, of course, so we got to make good informed decisions when you are voting. I think that's really important as well. You know, have a look at the thing. Sometimes we put our head in the sand and we just, oh, just vote because, you know, the party is there and it's been there forever maybe, or it was a struggle party that you've always voted for. But have a look and see what's right for you in your community and in your province. I think that's really, really, really an important sign. So attitude. Attitude, once again this year, is free of charge. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to pay for it. You decide. You decide what your attitude's going to be. You decide what altitude you're going to take your attitude to. Decide on to focus on positive stuff. You know, that's kind of vital. And decide what you want, then start working towards it and do nothing else. And don't be sidetracked by other things. So set your goals and don't be distracted by those goals. We all have to sit down and set goals for the year. And it's important to sit down with the family and the kids and set the goals, and not more than three for the year. Not more than three. You can have long-term goals, which I think should be 3 years, not longer than that. You know, medium-term, maybe that's a year and a half, 2 years. And then short-term, which is now in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, I think there you need to set those goals and don't be distracted from them. You know, if you set 10 goals, you get distracted by the other seven. But you've got three good goals that you want to achieve. You've done extremely well if you achieve them in the next year or if you're on your path to achieving that longer-term goal. One of the things as well is make peace with life, your family, and your friends. We're in relationships all the time, and we have barneys with family and internal barneys. Make peace with that. If your sister-in-law is upsetting you, make peace with that. Don't carry it into the next year and don't let it affect you. Try and make peace with it. Either let it go or make peace with the family. And you know, say, I'm letting it go. I'm taking it off my shoulders. I'm letting it go. I'm not going to let it affect me anymore as well. So another thing, be humble and kind. If you can't help somebody, don't hurt them. Don't go out and try and hurt somebody on purpose, because it just hurts you more, actually, you know. Plan breaks, very important. One of my things with my guys this year at work is to tell them to plan breaks. Long weekends after every quarter. Don't take long 3 week holidays. That's stressful as well, because you come back and maybe you're earning commission or whatever it is, and it's too long. You start stressing after a week and a half. But that long weekend, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, refreshes you, energizes you, and it doesn't affect your income if you've got your own business or if you're earning commission or you're related to that. So plan your breaks properly and know exactly when you're going to go away so it doesn't hurt you. Sit with the family, as I said, and set goals, very important. And then measure every month. Sit down every month, see what you achieved last month, see what you achieved in the next month, what's going to happen. How did the kids do at school this month? Do they enjoy it? Did they have good results on their test? How's the sport going? Sit down with them and have that conversation as well. Decide to stay in your lane. Don't worry about what's going on in the world. I know that sounds a bit, I don't know, but you need to worry. Yeah, it's not really. It's just to help your mental wellness, because you can't go and look at what's going on in Israel on the TV every single day. You'll get down about it, because you know it's not the kind of images you want to see. So just to stay there and relieve yourself of the stress of judgment. When you stop judging people or putting judgment on people, that also helps you. And stay away from negative criticism. You know, if people want to criticize you, I think it's fantastic. I think we all learn by criticism. It's fantastic. But when it's positive, it's great. But if somebody's negatively criticizing you all the time,
or you negative and criticizing somebody,
or you doing the same thing, stop it. You know, stop it. Get rid of clutter in your life. Sometimes things can overwhelm you. And now you get to a a phase where you get overwhelmed. And a lot of it is in the second half of the year where you're kind of getting tired. And then the last quarter, everybody's a bit shattered about, you know, from work and whatever. So just get rid of the clutter. All the things that don't really matter, get rid of that out of your life. Move away from toxic people and on toxic environments that you can do move away from. Fix, we're going to try and do that this year, Richard, in our shows. Fix and work hard on romantic relationships or discard them, one of the two. Okay, either work very hard, fix them, work very hard on them, enjoy them, or you get rid of them. Well, you know, those are your options. By the way, you get what you focus on. You know, whatever you focus on will happen. And so don't sweat the small stuff. And, you know, most of the things, there's a book by Richard Colson called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And at the end of it, he said, and it's all small stuff. You know, he looked at the whole list of 180 different things. And then he said, it's all, but I say it's mostly all small stuff. There are things that we need to sweat about. And then focus on your important issues. And that's where goal setting comes in, where you focus on the things that you want to achieve, that your kids want to achieve, and that your family wants to achieve. And it's very important in life, if you have a partner in life, to have your goals, allow her or him to have his goals, sit together, know what they are, but also have joint goals. You need to have a family goal, that it's a holiday together, or it's a trip to Mauritius for the two of you, or something, or a new car, or a swimming pool, or whatever it is. Your goals in business, your goals are important. Your goals, your partners, important. But the joint goal is as vital as any of the other goals as well, because that keeps you together. Otherwise, what happens, you go off on a tangent doing your thing, your partner goes off on a tangent doing her or his thing, and you miss each other, you know, like we do. But if you have a goal that you have together, that'll bring you together. You'll discuss that as well as all your other stuff on a monthly basis. And I think if you do that this year, you would have done extremely well. I mean, we can go on and on and on. But if you just do those things and adhere to those principles and you know, for goodness sake, have some fun. You know, no, nothing's so very serious. You've got to have some fun in life and spoil yourself a bit. You know, girls, go for a facial, you know, once a month or once every 2 weeks, or treat yourself to a hair thing. If you're bald, it's a problem. I understand that. But treat yourself to some good things as well. And take time out. And if you want a break, you want to go down to a movie, sit in a movie on your own, you can very well to do that. Very good for your mental, just to calm, just to chill, and just to that you can go back to work and give everything you have to your business or your work or your colleagues or your friends, because they will try and drain you during the year. And you need to look after yourself. That's very important. Yeah. So there we go. We've got a further other couple of rules that I'll go on, but is there anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Oh, you want to carry on? My word. Okay, here we go. I'd love to give some golden rules for 2004.
Well, I looked at some of them.
yeah? Mm. Yeah. Okay, so golden rules in life. Never shake hands. Try this. I want to get to a brilliant one. You know when somebody gives you a business card?
Mm.
The Japanese have this wonderful thing about a business card. You know, everything's about a card. But what they do, when somebody gives them a card, now, those of you in business, somebody gives you a card, most wonderful thing you can do for the other person is to take a moment and read it. Not just take it, put it in the pocket, oh, thanks. You take the card, you don't look at the person, you look at the card, and you actually read it in front of the guy that's given you the card. I promise you, it makes an incredible difference. It's like saying, I appreciate you. I just want to see who I've spoken to now. Thank you for the card. And it's actually quite a nice little thing. In negotiation, never make the first offer. Nice one. Okay, don't make the first offer.
But hold on, if everybody's doing that, nobody's going to do anything.
I'll do it. You've got to be clever. You've got to be clever.
No, you see, those things. It's a nice thing to say, but it's not really practical.
Well, it is practical if you know about it. So you just keep quiet. Yeah, let the other person make the first offer.
Yeah, I'm in a negotiation with you, and both of us know about this, and we just sit there with a mournful ton and do nothing.
And we look at each other. No. It's a bit weird for people.
All right. I'm going to go carry on.
A couple of good ones. Do things this year with passion, okay? Or don't do them, okay? Do them with excitement, passion, energy, or don't do them, because then you're doing stuff that you don't really want to do. Do the stuff that you really love doing and do it with passion. Travel a little bit. That's nice. Take the family, take the missus, go and travel. Take some advice, you know, watch the podcasts and that kind of. Write your goals, as we said there as well. Also with having a discussion with people, you know, just be careful of religion and politics and that, but defend your point of view, but be tolerant and respectful to others as well. Quite important this year. Call and visit your relatives. Sometimes we don't want to do that, but is important. Honor, integrity, and loyalty this year. Try and get to that. Those things. Don't lend money to someone you know won't pay you back. And if you do give money to somebody, don't expect it back. Mm. You know, because it can affect that relationship as well. Believe in something. Believe in something this year. Go out there and believe in something. I don't know if you've ever seen this thing on YouTube, but there's an ex-SEAL commander who gives a talk about, you know, getting up in the morning and making your bed. Your first win in the morning is getting up and actually making your bed. Coming back to a made bed. Getting out of, when you get up, you make your bed, it's your first win. Very important to have wins during the day. I always look for wins during the day. This is something that probably should not be done by most people, but they say here, sing in the shower. If you've got neighbors, probably not a good idea. But if they can't hear you, fantastic. It's very good for you to be singing. Singing is good. Discover your skills and exploit them. You know, we have seven geniuses in all of us. Every single person has seven geniuses in them. You don't know if you're an amazing violinist. You wouldn't know that. But you might very well be. Okay. So this year, try and find at least one of those geniuses. We have a couple on radio. Dave is a genius with his garden. You know, you are a genius with
nothing in particular.
You were a genius with. Mm. Okay, let's move on. Love your job. There you go. Love your job or leave it. Okay, ask help when you need it. This is something that we don't do as males. We don't ask for help.
At that point, I want to pause because there is a question here that says, where do you start when everything is so overwhelming that you can't see the light? I'm guessing that point will play to that answering that question.
Well, this is something that we come across as people in different phases of our life. And sometimes you'll always have this where it'll be so overwhelming you can't. What you need to do is you need to step back. You need to step back. You need to go to a table, get a piece of paper and a pen, and you need to write down all the things that are bugging you. In a point form, very easy, go to a quiet little coffee shop somewhere, go and sit down, write down all the things that are hurting you. Where's the pain? Okay, where's your pain? You write that down. And then this is very important from the point of view of working on your life and not in your life. When you work in your life, you get overwhelmed. And of course, there can be things that overwhelm you, sickness, health of the family. It depends on what your irritations are. And some people can handle big irritations or big pain, and some people can handle only small irritations and small pain. And sometimes you've been through pain for many, many years, and it's that last little thing that knocks you over that is important. But you need to step back and realize and breathe and ground yourself. And we're lucky here in Cape Town. We can go down and do the beach, and we get. I know it sounds ridiculous if you're overwhelmed about that. You get in your car, and you go and take your shoes and socks off, and you go and walk in the sea. It is a healer. Listen to some beautiful music. You can't have a bad thought when you're listening to beautiful music. Do things that calm you. listen to classical music. Now, if you're really in trouble, the sound of a violin or sound of a piano can be extremely stressful. So be careful of what you do listen to. But there is New Age music you can listen to as well. There are a lot of things that you can do. And I think we might make a show on that.
But I think asking for help is important.
Asking for help is important, and going to a psychologist and a professional might be helpful.
But does it have to be a professional?
It can be a friend. Yeah. You've got to pick those friends that have good advice or balanced advice. There are those that can give you that advice that you trust, and you trust won't go and talk to other people about your things and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you need to speak to somebody that's not involved emotionally to get a balanced view and to ground you again. So that might really be vital. And appreciate the ones that help you and encourage you. You know, stick around those people. From the overwhelming point of view, I really understand that, and I really get it. And that person who wrote in now been there, where things are too overwhelming, and you just can't breathe.
Well, you sort of can't see wood for trees.
You can't, and everything's black, and you know that's a danger. Then you're going into a negative, what I was calling a negative stress area. You know, the red zone, as I call it. You've got to be really careful there. You step back, breathe. Do something that makes you feel good, or find a few things that make you feel good. Just realize that you can handle anything if you are calm and at peace. And it doesn't mean that you have to be on a Bali island for 5 years. You can be calm and peaceful after 1 hour just having a walk on the beach or sitting next to the sea. Just calming your mind, just giving everything to everybody away, and just centering in yourself for a change. And I think we don't do that enough. We don't look after ourselves because we're giving to everybody all the time, especially moms and with kids and dads and financial issues and all those things. You know, look after yourself. When you go out, make sure you look nice. Make sure you feel nice. Make sure you've got clean clothes on. It's important. Cut your nails and brush your hair. If your style is not to brush your hair, that's also good. But don't go out feeling not yourself, and I think that's a vital part of it as well. Never miss an opportunity to remain quiet or to have some quiet time. Take some time out, be quiet. I know people say, "Well, it's too quiet. I'm lonely. I don't have enough contact with people." And then go to the shopping center. You know, get some people around you. Get that energy around you as well. Never forget your roots. Forget where you are. Travel when you can. It's important there. Give up the things that hurt you. If it's something that's hurting you, it's something that's paining you, and it's not important in your life, you know, let it go. Let it go. Go there. And then when you're looking for success, if you are in business or you are a mom or a dad or at school or you're playing sport or whatever, you've got to go with teeth clenching. Persistency, perseverance. You've got to really want it. You've got to want it so bad that it's you clench your teeth. It's so painful. You need that in business, in life. If you want something, and you will get it if you do that and carry on with that. So be fair on people. Be fair on your surroundings. Be fair on your family. And stand up for those that need you. And there are people that need you, and there are businesses that need you, and there are animals that need you, and there are lots of things around that need you. But before you give to someone else, please make sure that you are whole yourself, okay? That you are okay, you're at peace. You are we're not all at peace all the time, but you just that you are in a place to give. Because if you're not in a place to give and you start giving, you start crumbling, and then you're in trouble as well. And enjoy the moments of peace and quiet and being alone. I know that's too much being alone. That's also not good. Mm. And it's too much when you've got so many people around you that you never get a quiet time or chance to be alone with yourself. There's a balance there. So try and find the balance this year. And as I said, just to end off, just have some fun. Go and find the fun somewhere.
Yeah, I think that the key word to all that you spoke about this afternoon is that word balance. You have to find that balance. Yeah. It's all good and well to set yourself business goals and go on after them with your teeth clenched. But if you haven't got that balanced with quiet time, if you haven't got that balanced with
Family.
If things become out of balance, out of kilter, then things get and become overwhelming.
Stressful.
I know that there are people out there that are really struggling. They are looking into 2024, thinking to themselves, how am I going to get past next week, let alone the rest of this year? Sure. And those people, my only advice to them is to step back, assess what it is that is concerning them, and then find somebody you can confide in. Find somebody that you can trust and somebody who is prepared. Now, it's no point in going to somebody who's in a similar predicament.
Yeah.
Because all you're going to do is end up in a sort of spiral for both of you.
Yeah.
But find somebody who's probably in a little bit better predicament on that particular issue, whether it's a child issue, a husband issue, a wife issue, a financial issue, whatever it is, find somebody that is in a better position than you.
That you trust
and you can speak to about that, and somebody who can give you an objective viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Because very often that objective viewpoint is what you need. Because as you say, Jeff, when you can't see the wood for the trees, it's very, very difficult to actually even identify the root of the problem and let alone do something about it.
Yeah, so that objective view is what you were talking about, is generally the balance that comes back into your life.
Yes.
So an objective...
It'll bring that balance back.
It'll rebalance
yes.
you.
Yes.
So that's why that's very, very, very vital as well. Yeah. So look, we're going to have some good shows this year. I believe we're going to have... we make a difference to people, and we make a difference to ourselves. Every time we leave the studio, I'm sure we walk away with one thing that we've learned from our listeners.
Well, speak for yourself. From the listeners, sometimes.
Because we get the emails, and sometimes I get emails in later, and you know, on the shows. Mm. But I'm excited for this year. I think it's going to be an amazing year. I think if you set out saying I'm going to have the best year out, the little things that come in that could have been big things, you will wipe out if you have decided you're going to have a fantastic day. If you get up in the morning and you decided, I'm going to have a fantastic day, great 3 months, I'm going to have the best year of my life, the things that would have normally, if you'd said, oh, this year is going to be really crappy, those that you see what happened, you see what it hit me. No, it won't happen if you decided, I'm not going to allow that stuff to hurt me. I'm going to handle it as it comes, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to have the best days of my life.
Yeah, I think too, though, that you can set out with that objective, Jeff, and then when you're not looking, all right, something hits you. And then when that happens, you think, is it really worth it? And the thing here is not to give up. It's to recognize that this is what's happened. I've been caught, something's come out of left field here. And it's flattened me for a day or two, and I'm not feeling great about life.
Yep.
And then go back to where you started the year or started the process and say, okay, this is what I set out to achieve. This is what I still want to achieve. Reassess it against that particular setback and say, do I need to change course? Do I need to address this thing? Is it that important that it needs to be addressed? And how do I do that best do that? With balance in mind.
The balance then again
because
is
because the minute
important.
You start to throw babies out with bathwater, you know, then nobody wins.
Nobody wins. And, and we've got to realize it's life. Life is going in.
It's
going to
happen.
Well, life's going in or coming out of crisis at all times.
Mm.
That's what life's all about. You're either going to get into one, you're in one, or you're coming out of it.
Mm.
That's the cycle.
Mm.
And it's not what happens to us, it's how we handle it that makes the difference.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Good.
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a good 2024. I certainly hope your music taste improves.
My word.
And
do people know what you're talking about? I'm trying to get Richard to download a song for my show on Monday. Do you think he will do this?
No, he won't.
There you go, he won't, because he says
it's rubbish.
It's a rubbish song, and I'm saying it's not rubbish.
It is rubbish.
And it's not rubbish.
It's not. And folks, unfortunately, you're going to have to take my word for it, because there's little chance that you'll ever hear it. Right, having said that, Jeff, it's time for you to get out of here, because I'm now bored with you. You'll be back again in 2 weeks' time with another topic, I am sure.
Oh, yes.
And you'll also be back on Monday on the Lunch Zone. So have a great 2024.
Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of the week and a great year ahead.